Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 132, recorded on May 11th, 2013.
Howdy ho, I'm Brent Covaland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we have a most excellent robot.
Robot.
We call him Bebop Box.
What's up, guys? I've missed you.
We've missed you, too. I feel like everything's been going on with you lately. You've been so busy with family and work stuff. I'm like, hey, you remember that Bebop guy we used to hang out with?
The one who we let sleep on our floor and steal our things and then... Yeah, while we were sleeping.
Is that where they went?
And do other weird things that we don't know about.
I miss things.
We need to do that again.
Miss things, too.
We do. We need to take a big trip together, Keith. Let's do it.
We do. And we need to make sure I sleep on the floor. So just to reenact the old times again.
Okay.
Yes.
I relive it.
Maybe. Is it going to be Minecon 2013? Is that going to be the next time?
Yeah.
In Bangladesh.
In Bangladesh 2013.
Now where they're doing it.
Sweet. Another overseas location.
Maybe in Cuba.
Cuba. Yep.
Cuba.
My money was originally Canada, but sources are telling me maybe East Coast, so we'll see.
Yeah,
the sources are saying East Coast's pretty good. I still think Toronto would be a good one.
It would be great. I would love to go to Canada. I haven't been to Canada.
Yeah. Toronto. I hadn't either. It'd be cool.
It's well, if you go to Toronto, that's downtown Canada, and pretty much that's the whole thing.
And then Tim Hortons.
That's it.
Here's a who.
You need Tim Hortons. You need to try some poutine.
Poontang?
I don't know what that is. But what?
Poutine. Poutine. Poutine is French fries with gravy and cheese. And or gravy and curds. Pardon me.
They spread some Vegemite on that.
Just no.
There's some maple syrup. That's cool. Sounds good.
So, I like it.
Yeah, we'll all have to go get some poutine.
I'm willing
to try anything.
Poutine. I think you're saying it wrong.
Oh, I'm saying it all wrong.
Something completely different.
Yes.
You don't want to spread cheese on it.
So what have you been up to lately?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. So, yeah, you're right. Just so much. It's kind of crazy because, as you guys know, I'm in the Air Force and all that jazz. And I just got orders, so I'm moving the show. We're going back to the United States.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in September. So no matter what, I'll be leaving Germany. Now it just depends. I'm waiting on... if it will be in Texas or I'll actually be able to get out of the Air Force and do some main stuff and work on the business mostly and shows and content and taking care of my family as well as, you were saying, a bunch of stuff happened. So, so it's one or the other. Either way, it's definitely going back to the United States. And, and then I'll be setting up shop there again doing shows.
So, Texas isn't too far away from Alabama.
No, it's not. And... We can have sleepovers and everything. We can, sleep on the lawn.
Yes.
Host some podcasts, all that jazz.
Yeah. That'd be sweet.
So, and if you do get out of the Air Force, do you have any plans on where you'd be moving then?
Oh, man. I would love to live in California, but it's so expensive. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Huntsville's a pretty cheap place to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have been looking at, Neon Glitterbomb, my wife, she is from Missouri. So we've been looking at places in Missouri, which you can get a lot for your money for a house.
Yeah.
And like, if you pay the same price for a house, like in a place like Missouri or probably Huntsville, and then you use that same number, go to California or Chicago, I think you can get a double wide trailer for that same price.
You can't even afford that. You can pay rent on a one bedroom apartment for a week on your month's rent from, Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been looking around, but it's, the prices. Whew.
Yeah. Whew. My wife, her business from here in Huntsville closed the branch here and they moved to San Francisco.
And we looked at, we pondered it, you know, well, could we do that? You know, that would be cool. It'd be right there in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
You know, I could meet all these game developers, get them on the shows, you know. Yeah. And then we looked at, and it was like we would have to raise our kids in a closet.
It's not bad, yeah.
Rent out our kitchen to boarders.
I hear that's good for kids. Yeah. And better for closets.
Character. Everything builds character.
That's right.
So, let's see. You've been doing a lot of YouTube stuff. Of course, the Minecraft Mondays and other gaming stuff. I don't think I know this. Who are you with a group? Like, are you partnered with someone?
No, I'm not with a network or anything. I think a few years ago I was with IGN for about 6 to 8 months, and then it wasn't really working out, and then so I just decided to leave them, just keep doing my own thing. I've always just been a YouTube partner. I've never joined any like Machinima or anything else like that. IGN was my only real stab at that. I know a lot about it because I talked to a lot of people, like Paintball Kitty, who's an amazing person. Be sure to check out her stuff if you like on YouTube, if you want some knowledge on that, because she runs like FPS Rush's channel, Epic Mealtime, all that. She's the person who, you know, manages them and has tons of great insight about that. And I mean, I talked to her and just, I don't know, I just, I'm good. I'm happy just sticking with YouTube and, you know, don't have to worry about any drama and can just have fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, and a question follow up on that, because we were by ourselves for a little bit at different points, and we had issues where when we'd post a video, it would take them like sometimes 24 hours to like approve monetization on them. Like, do you ever have that, or is it instant?
No, it's for me, it's instant, and you're right, because there are tricks, and one of which is getting on. This was many years ago. They called it like a whitelist, essentially. And it was where you auto-approved everything that you upload. And it's just about getting contacts. And all I did was email. I emailed a couple YouTube account emails that I found Googling. And one of them got back to me, and they're like, oh, no problem. We'll make sure to put you on the trusted list. And it's basically, yeah, you're right. Otherwise, it's like you can't monetize. You can't really you get the process to make sure it gets approved. Whether with the music or anything else, that people have more time to flag it, it's safe right away, right when you upload it. But yeah, you're right. Definitely.
Yeah, so that's the trick, I guess. Getting on that whitelist.
Yeah. And speaking of music and stuff, you've had some awesome music videos coming out. Anything in the near future that you want to let people know about?
Oh, sure. We've done 4 music videos now. I think total 25 million views on it. Nice. One of which, our last one, Don't Mind at Night, got 126 on the pop charts on iTunes.
Oh,
which
sweet.
Was crazy. It was outstanding. We are working on, like, we don't really rush music. We make sure it feels perfect, it's right, it's worth, you know, spending all the time animating. I don't want to waste any of my friends' time, you know, when we make this stuff. So we are working on 2 songs. And including one that doesn't even involve Minecraft, that's just silly and fun. And that's going to be a real-life filmed one. But there's another one we're animating. That's going to take a couple months. And there's one we've already been working on for, I think, 4 or 5 months on the back burner. And I mean, it's literally just not rushed, making sure it's, you know, good stuff for the people to enjoy. And that's what I like to focus on, is just the quality.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, speaking of friends...
Friends.
We got some friends who sponsored this episode. Maybe we should mention them real quick.
We got friends.
They're multiplying.
And, of course, you can always sponsor a show going to deadworkers.com/sponsor. We've got a couple individual sponsors. Wes?
The first one was a challenge. It says, hey, guys, love the show. If you can say my name right, I'll do a double sponsor next week. I'm totally serial.
And all who right. is this from?
I believe it is from
drinking all that big coffee cup.
Giuseppe Paolo. That is who I believe it is. I think that is too.
I think it's correct.
This next one here is from Aztec Consulting, who says, "Drunken Bebop Vox called me giant, as in grand cuddly bear, last night. Have a great show, brothers!
I love Aztec. Such a great guy.
Yes.
He's been working on some videos too. I've noticed on.
He works for GameStop. Was it right?
Yeah.
It's, I feel so bad if I mess that up and mention a different company. Got the wrong one. He's such a great guy. That's simple as that.
He is. He's first rate.
Yeah. So how do we get the Shaft into every GameStop in the world?
It's
true.
Get in there.
We need to get some Shaft t-shirts in there. Right? GameStop carries t-shirts, right? Don't they? Yet?
Yeah.
So then our first service sponsor this week is Lathonicraft. Lathonicraft.webs.com. Join us and use /kit/shaft for a gift. Hope to see the Shaft members on there as well. Tech it, BTW.
So that's pretty cool. They added a special command just for our listeners.
Yep. So if you go to Lathonicraft, use /kit/shaft. And all this will be in the show notes.
Every server should do this.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that is a cool idea.
This next one here is from Jams. The IP is play.mtnofficial.net. Just another Minecraft server, including multiple survival worlds, creative plot world, minigames, and an FTB server. So go see them at play.mtnofficial.net.
.net.
Do you want to read the next one?
Sure. The next one is sponsored by SRJ26. Of the Blue Vanilla mod team. He says, love exploring in Minecraft? That thrill is back with Minecraft Blue Vanilla. Go to srjdesign.com/Minecraft.
Woo! Next is Arcadia Wars PvP/factions. Head on over to arcadiawars.com for a unique PvP experience complete with custom terrain, factions, and a great staff.
Ooh.
And then here we have one here from Braciate Cub at youtube.com/show/techitwithreese. That's techit with R-E-E-S. So go check them out.
Braciate Cub. Isn't he going to play on con?
I don't know. Is he?
I think so. I heard something about it.
Cool.
Did you hear something about Lampetos Gaming?
Lampetos.
Lapitos Games. Actually, can I get this one?
Sure. Yeah.
Nearly 300 subs and has an awesome video planned. Ooh. But in the meantime, head over there for lots of Minecraft and Skyrim.
At Lampetos Games. Who was in the chat room earlier? I don't know if he still is. Yes, he is.
Lampetos.
YouTube.com/Lampetos Games.
Yes.
And then we have Light PvP. That's EU.LightPvP.net. A brand new kit PvP server called Light PvP. The IP is EU.LightPvP.net. This server has a custom-coded kit plugin, and it's a 24/7 server.
Oh, cool.
I haven't heard of kit PvP before.
I don't know. I haven't either. I don't know what that is. So that's cool. And lastly, but not leastly, we have The Watershed at mc-thewatershed.net. It is a 2,500-square-kilometer survival RPG world with townie, multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and more, including all the people from the Shaftlands.
Yeah! Thanks to all the sponsors. This is for you, my friends.
Our journeys. And sorry about the cooked MP3 sound you might hear every once in a while. It's just an issue we're going to have to deal with today.
Yeah, it's a little... It sounds like...
Yes.
So just imagine I'm doing that every time you hear it.
Or just hear this in your head.
Exactly.
I love that.
Okay, so our joinies this week.
Joinies.
How about, what is your journey like these days, Mr. Keith?
My journey. I've been doing the Minecraft Hardcore Snapshot series. So, nice. Like, hardcore version of the newest snapshot that comes out. Mm-hmm. Those horses, man. Those horses are just beast mode.
Don't they, like, they climb up trees or something? I saw.
Yeah, they're just parkouring masters.
Like climbing up a vine, like.
Yeah. You can jump off of vines at like full sprint. I mean, they just tear through jungles. It's the best way to, you know, just go through jungles or anything.
That's so awesome.
They're ridiculous. That's what we've been doing. I've been doing that with Yogscast Ridge Dog a lot. The Ridge Dog's, man, cool. that dude and his knowledge. of Minecraft.
Yeah.
And Redstone, yeah.
That's cool.
But yeah, mostly just that, doing hardcore version, try not to die. And Phil from Fire UK almost died. He had one heart. I almost died too. I had one heart left after going through the Nether portal on a horse. And that horse later died and fell in the lava. It's been kind of treacherous. It's been, I'm a little scorned still from it.
Scorn or scorched? Scorched from it.
This horse is scorched.
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't they just cancel the show because there was three horses that died in some episode? Yeah, I heard about it. I don't remember what show it was, but apparently they had to stop production because of too many dead horses.
That's weird. Is that like a show, like a TV show?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Pimp Your Horse, maybe.
HBO ends Luck after horse deaths.
There you go.
I thought it was gonna be like NCIS or something.
No,
that would have made sense.
Those horses couldn't parkour.
Yeah.
They could.
Oh, what have you guys been up to? What have you been playing?
What has been going on?
We've been distracted this week.
With Smite?
We've been smiting it up.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah? I think I get into that.
Yeah?
You should come play with us.
Oh, it's good. It's good. We started a new podcast, too. It's a Smite podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw you guys tweet about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be doing the next one later today. I've actually been playing some Minecraft. I actually I got a new program on my machine called Reflector. That'll use AirPlay to actually project my iPad on the computer, so now I can stream that or record the iPad games.
That's pretty awesome.
And really? So I did the first episode of At Brent Copeland iOS.
iOS.
Worst series ever. Like, it is so hard to, like, just move around. Like, you totally change in your mind what is cool and epic, right? Like, it's not building a castle. It's a small hole to huddle in. Because it took you half an hour to dig out those blocks. It's crazy.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So probably don't look for that on any channel soon. Except for Twitch. It's still there.
Give it one hell of a try still. Power through.
Yeah. I might try it again. But I did that, and then I've been setting up the Shaftlands, trying to get it back running. We had a problem because I untarred the old Shaftlands, and it killed our server because we ran out of room because it was too big. So I had to delete that world, and there's a world there currently, and we'll keep it. It'll be some world. But I got it set up with some plugins, so now if you sign up on our website and everything, it's all works together, and you can get whitelisted easy and all this other stuff. So it's pretty cool with the engine site stuff. So I definitely recommend Engine for people who are looking for a kind of community website.
That's a great community tool.
Yeah.
But that's Minecraft wise. That took a crap ton of time. That's what I've been doing.
Crap ton. So I played some Minecraft this week. I played with with Leo, my nephew, and it was really fun.
Did he grief all your stuff?
No, he was actually very efficient, and we we built a little hidey hole and some beds and mining. And he loves our videos. You know, he watches all of us. He loves Brent and Wes and everything. And he was just so excited to actually play Minecraft with me. So that was really really cool. Oh.
How old is he?
He is 9.
Okay.
Did you tell him that?
Or is he 10 now?
Did you give him assignments? Go get me 12 diamonds, then we'll play some more. Did you do that to him?
No. That's a good.
You should get him on the At Brent Copeland server where Jacob and Sammy play.
Oh,
like, get all the kids. Get your kids on there,
and we can have a
little family server.
That's going true.
Speaking of
camp,
Jacob made me, or not made me, but him and Sammy were playing on Seth Bling's server, the Craft Brothers. Brawl, sir.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they got me on there, and it's like death, man. There's people who know how to kill you fast and that stuff.
Is it all cactus?
No. This guy was the Blaze that I played against. But it's funny because the three of us are on there, and it's Sammy Copeland, Brent Copeland, and then Jay Cope is Jacob's name. And so, like, you kind of get the feeling that maybe they know each other, and if the three of them go after the one person and kill him, and then it's
they look like a clan.
Yeah. So bad.
The Copeland clan.
Yeah. Team Stacking Craft Brothers.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
That's cool. Also, let's see. Also, I saw in the chat room here, BitBurner is his journey is that his kids just started playing FTB. So that's kind of cool.
Nice.
My I also have two nieces, and they really want to play with me as well. They weren't there. They weren't around when I was playing with Leo, but they all want to get into FTB, but they have no idea how to mod and do all this stuff because they play on the website. They just full screen the Java embed, so they can't really mod and do all this stuff. So I might go over there and teach them one day. I know it's really technical to mod anything, so but I don't, you know, kids learn fast. I'm sure they'd pick up on it. But anyway, so also I played a little bit on Hypixel server, and I hadn't been there before. I mean, it's pretty new, actually, so there's lots to do on that. There's a really cool Spleef game. I know Spleef is old and kind of, you know, boring.
They're revised.
Yeah, this one uses TNT blocks and flaming arrows, and when you hit a TNT block from afar, you know, the whole floor is made of TNT, so one or two or three will start, you know, crackling, but they'll fall into a void. So it's just directly over a void, so nobody gets blown up, but the blocks will fall easily, and you can shoot them from afar with a flaming arrow. So it's like really, it's kind of revived the idea of Spleef. So, but also, of course, Hypixel has a bunch of his adventure maps, like all of them, I think. And
that dude is so crazy with the venture maps. Him and his team are just outstanding.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and like the whole site kind of works as kind of like a hub. So you're walking around this really cool looking spawn city that was obviously made by him and his team, you know. So it itself looks like an adventure map. There's like big statues with swords and stuff, and lots of warps everywhere. So I think we should go and check it out.
Try it out.
Yeah, I was walking around seeing what I could see in order to bring you guys on to it later and see what we could do. Lastly, I'm working on a new Sprint Map music video. It's a new... Did you see that other one, Bebop?
No, I saw that you just came out with your album, actually, and I liked it. I was listening to a lot of it, man.
Oh, yeah? That's cool. Should...
It's been like a month.
How long has that been out?
It's been a while.
Maybe 2 months?
2 months, yeah.
It's been 3 years. Kind of slow on that one, Bebop. About 3 years ago.
3 years ago, yeah.
This is baby.
Yeah, I worked on it for 2 years. But anyway, so I'm working on a new music video, and it's similar to the other Sprint map that we did. And of course, this map was created and played by Exilinder. She basically makes the map, runs it, gives me the footage, and I over edit it and then put it out, and then it's like a cool music video that's like two minutes. So it's kind of like it's kind of similar to like a Mirror's Edge kind of thing where it's like
music.
And you're running forward and it's all dreamy and cool, you know. Since
dreamy and cool.
Thanks. Since that one was so fun and cool to make, I want to keep making those. Someone's laughing. Oh, haha, over edit. Well, actually, that's kind of a term that I kind of use with those kind of things. Somebody left a comment, said, great video, but it's over edited. I was like, that's what I was going for. Like a completely over the top, overly edited video
that's
2 minutes long. Love those things. I mean, the one I'm working on now is so ambitious, I had to dial it back, honestly. Because I'm like, no, I need to edit this within a week's time frame, not like a few months, you know. So I'm trying to dial back all these ideas that I got. So,
What I love about a lot of your editing, man, is that you're such an editor at heart. And, like, I connect with you so much when it comes to that. Because, like, I can sit down for 10 hours and just straight through, not even do a pee break, and just edit and then until it's done. And you, even with your vlogs, you're like, you know, I'm just going to vlog. I'm not going to edit it. I'm not going to touch it. And what happens? You edit. You're like, you know what? I now have multi-cams in my car.
I
got like cams everywhere. You're like,
I know. When it comes down to it, it's like, that's what I like doing. Like, I'll sit down. I'm like, you know, maybe I should watch a movie or just chill out or play a video game. But I'm like, no, what I really want to do is edit. So I'm like finding like anything, like bits and scraps, like stock footage, like on my hard drive. I'm like, I'm gonna edit that, you know, like something. I need something to edit.
Now he just has Wes and I follow him around with cameras full time. It's very demeaning.
Yes. Kind of creepy. But yeah, anyway, so that was my week.
Well, awesome. And, you know, we're sponsored by Loot Crate. Get you some geeky swag at lootcrate.com/deadworkers. Use the code DEAD to get $3 off your purchase. And it's some cool, geeky stuff. So go check it out. Lootcrate.com/deadworkers.
What?
On the Minecraft Daily. News and updates.
Strike that. Reverse it.
Thought I'd mess Eric up there.
Yeah.
So this week we got to see the Snapshot 13W19A. It's the latest Minecraft Snapshot. Has a few new things for us to check out. Yeah, it's all his fault. including stained hardened clay blocks. Have y'all seen these?
Yeah,
nice, I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah.
It's
they look like poop. Yeah.
Do they?
No. These are the colored ones, though.
Oh, the colored poop.
Yeah, colored poop.
That's cool. I like colored poop.
It's the aesthetics update. The aesthetics snapshot.
Yeah.
So these hardened clay blocks, which arrived in a previous snapshot, can now be thrown into a crafting grid with wool, and you have to do 8 at a time with one piece of dye. So that's kind of cool, I guess.
One piece, yeah. More dye uses. I'm down.
More colorful stuff.
One day we'll get glass, man. One day. Just keep your hope. Don't lose it. We'll get stained glass. You can dye it. You can color it.
Yeah.
They got to redo the lighting engine first.
Was that the issue?
Yeah, that's why they can't do stained glasses, because they have to redo the lighting engine.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, but it is kind of cool, though, because now you can build colored buildings that won't burn down. Because, you know, wool will burn.
Oh, right. Yeah, so.
Fast.
Yes.
That's okay, true. And if you have a chest on your donkey or mule, it's now possible to use it by right-clicking while sneaking.
Oh.
So I haven't actually played with the donkeys or mules or chests on them at all.
Yeah. I haven't either.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, because that's the only... It's weird, though, that you can't put it on horses, because it kind of makes sense, you know, just saddle on the horses, you know? You always had that end back pouch or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can only do it on mules, so... But, yeah, I wish the lids opened up, because now they're just there, but, like, they open up on the donkey when you use the chest on the back of it. That'd be cool.
So it's like maybe,
probably later.
It's like a chest on the donkey's badonkadonk.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And other additions and changes, charcoal, coal blocks, and lapis blocks are now retextured. Mobs will spawn in groups once more, and command blocks can't be mined in survival mode. Oh, and finally, horse armor now only stacks to 32 instead of 64.
Horse armor. So is that, like, why is that? That's weird.
Who needs 64 stacks of horse armor?
Who needs 32?
I'll tell you right now, like, on our hardcore snapshots over with me and Ridge Dog, so I logged out, logged back in, and he's like, hey, maybe I'll just start recording. I'm like, why, what happened? And he's like, well, I found a glitch. I'm like, oh, no. I was like, well, it is a snapshot, and we told our audience that's the point of the hardcore snapshot server. Like, series, hardcore, like, all that, is if you find a glitch, it's acceptable.
Right.
Because that's in the game. It's part of the world now. So, he found the way that you can log out while riding a horse, and then log back in, and it'll duplicate the horse automatically. So, I log in, and there's literally just 900 horses. Nice. And he's one-shotting each one of them, and there's horse armor everywhere. So, we have our entire inventory full of horse armor. And now, it's taken away, and... Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's why you need 32, 64 staff.
That makes sense.
It's just too much. What else is too much? That Xbox 360 Edition's first birthday? Can you believe that it's already been a year since Minecraft took the Xbox 360 world by storm? Well, it's true. 4J Studios said as such this very week. In celebration of the event, 4J released a free birthday skin pack on Xbox Marketplace. All in-game characters will have a birthday cake cape over the weekend, and you can buy the same cape for your Xbox avatar. That is out of game for 80 MSP.
Happy birthday!
Oh, wait, can we say that?
Yeah, we can say it. Oh, okay. We can't sing it.
We can't sing it. Yeah.
happy birthday on Xbox 360. happy birthday. I got a cape for me.
Woo!
For free.
Yay. Have you had birthday issues before singing out to people?
Not really.
Lawsuits?
No, we just
joke about it.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody
cares. We think copyright law is funny.
Do it till you get in trouble.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So additionally, Minecraft Xbox 360 Edition has had update 11. It's mostly bug fishes.
Bug fishes.
Yeah.
Delicious.
So if you haven't caught any bug fishes in Minecraft... However, there's a couple of extra notifications. One for paintings and item frames has been reached. One for when the painting item frame limit has been reached. And also for when spawn limit has been reached. Weird.
Oh.
I don't even know what either of those means.
Spawn limit.
What does that mean? Master Golly, what does that mean?
The radius you can't build within right when you place down blocks.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That makes sense.
No, if I know. I'm just winging it. I don't know.
That sounds good.
Rare bug fish.
And also on Wednesday, Captain Sparkles tweeted that his revenge video had had over 1 million views.
100 million.
Didn't I say?
I think you said 1 million.
You did say 1 million.
100 million views.
And by the way, Captain Sparkles, he's one of those guys who doesn't think copyright is funny.
I want to weigh in on that because I think, man, revenge is what I think it's like a year and a quarter old, and he has 100 million. That number is mind blowing when I saw him tweet about that.
Yeah.
And I think it was the Gangnam Style one that got taken down.
Yeah.
It was at 40 million before it was taken down. It was only out for a couple months. I can't even imagine what that'd be at.
Yeah.
You know? No, that's true.
And the other thing, though, is, though, you went after one of the biggest guys around. I mean, that video has 8 billion views now in that music video, Gangnam Style with Psy. Yeah. And so it's like, come on. Something was going to happen. You went after the biggest fish around. It's like,
it's parody. And it's not like... Gangnam Style is having to fight for nickels. You know, they're not, you know.
Well, I bet you there's a lawyer somewhere that can tell you how much exactly that video should be worth to date if it was up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because if they ever turned around and did sue Sony and won, they would be liable for those lost, you know, earnings at that time. So
that's I can't agree more. I mean, but I don't think he should have let it deter him from creating more parodies. I think that's a shame. I mean, as an artist, like as any artist in general, you know, there's lots of things that in the world, inventions and all this stuff happen that are illegal when they happen, but then they got legalized with like inventions because they broke some company law or something. But it's the same thing with songs. I mean, just do it until you get in trouble. You know what I mean? You created an awesome song, an awesome parody. You shouldn't let that deter you just because, you know, the big fish went after you and you got bit. You know, but now he's only doing original songs and stuff, which I think is great too. But it's a shame to see when people get deterred like that creatively. Create that. There
bug
you go.
Fish.
Go with that.
Bugfish.
Bugfish.
Yeah. Well, then.
So speaking of copyright law, Minecraft Fez and other games are proving to be fertile fodder for an iOS developer who's cranked out 3 games with ripped off assets. Ooh. Ace Combat Block Sniper is a combination of Minecraft and Assassin's Creed. Blockcraft Iron Ops combines Minecraft and Iron Man, and Ace Block Jump pulls from Minecraft, Fez, Street Fighter, Batman, and Power Rangers. Even the dev's name is a ripoff, Infocom Studios.
Jeez.
Wow. I haven't seen that at all. It's been a while since I looked at the ripoffs of Minecraft. There's a few that are on Android that are just they're higher than Minecraft now.
Yeah.
On there.
Man.
Scary.
That's bad. Huh.
But sad. Like the you know, I know it's kind of a ripoff a little bit, but kind of the Ace Block Jump. You know, that doesn't really look like Minecraft.
Okay.
So, I mean, one can conceivably argue whether Minecraft can be an artistic influence for something else, which is what this appears to be.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, totally.
Now,
on Android, like, the top one above Minecraft is, like, ripped Minecraft textures. That's what's terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's wrong.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's one my kids play on the iPad that's basically a combination between Terraria and Minecraft.
Yeah.
It's like Terraria without the monsters and all the things you make are kind of like Minecraft. So it's weird. Mm. Like, it's definitely seems to be kind of a copy, but it's a different game.
Yeah.
So it's a really fine line. And
there's some robots on Ace Block Jump that look like Bebop Vox's avatar.
Somebody tweeted me a few images of like games recently that have like the visor and all that stuff the exact same.
Does your robot shoot fire out of its butt?
No, it's his feet. He has no kneecaps.
Okay.
So it's just flames.
These robots are shooting fire out their butts.
Yeah, that's true. They're butt fire shooters. They ate too many of them hot wings. Is that not true?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So evidently...
Huh? Evidently what?
So evidently, according to the chat room, Ace Block Jump uses a Fez background.
Oh.
So there you have it. There's some more cheating. Cheating, I tell you.
Cheating.
So this next section, though... is
sponsored by Audible. Yeah. You can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get you some books read to your sweet, sweet ear canals.
I have a recommendation.
Recommend away, Mr.
Here we go.
Wilson.
What this is it's called H.P. Lovecraft's Book of the Supernatural, 20 Classic Tales of the Macabre, chosen by the Master of Horror himself. So basically what it is H.P. Lovecraft went in 1927 and said, here are 20 stories that I think are cool and macabre, you know. So they're like old school suspense thriller horror stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're narrated by, and it's edited by Stephen King, I believe. Oh, pardon me. No. It's got stories in there by Henry James, Washington Irving, Edgar Allan Poe, Rudyard Kipling, Bram Stoker, Robert Louis Stevenson. But it's narrated by Davina Porter, Stephen Crossley, and Bronson Pinchot.
Oh, so ridiculous, Cousin Larry.
Now let's do the happy dance.
So awesome. There you go. On
Bronson
Audible,
H.P.
Lovecraft's Book of the Supernatural on Audible. You can get it with your free Audible trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and try it out today.
Bring. Bring.
Oh,
that was it.
Nice.
Awesome. Brene sent us that, right?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. This is where we talk about your contributions.
Yes, that's what we do.
The first one here is from X-Zylinder.
X-Zylinder!
Yes!
You said it right this time.
Better than- I am curious, who created design the Shaft logo? Was it one of you guys, a community member, or did you hire a designer, or all three?
I made it.
I made this.
I made it pretty fast, like we needed something, and I kind of, like, I think I kind of figured it would be temporary, because actually, like, you know, a podcast about Minecraft, come on, that's a stupid idea. So so I kind of just whipped it up real quick and thought, okay, that's good enough for now, and then, you know, it's grown on me. I mean, it's not horrible, but anyway, so that was it.
You never looked back.
Yeah, I never changed it. It was like, all right, done, you know, it's cool and iconical.
Yeah.
Iconical.
And last but not least, and do you plan to make any more special episodes?
Mm-hmm. I'd like
those
to.
Are pretty much all the ones Wes are in. They're special.
Special.
I'd like for us to way. Do a radio play.
Yeah? Oh, I was thinking like a topless show or something like that.
Topless?
I don't think that would be a good show.
No, I don't think so. It would be special.
Maybe for audio, but for YouTube, no.
No, it's our guests that we have on are topless.
Oh, yeah. Pull it off, Bebop. Yeah. Shake your moneymaker.
What? Oh, fine.
Quit shaking your pickaxe.
So this next one is from Bobbert227. It says, I've been listening to the Shaft since December of 2012, and I just wanted to say... thank you for the podcast. I listen to it every night before I go to bed and watch it every Friday. Keep up the good work. Oh, and the birthday song for Astragali was one of the best things ever.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I missed that.
Is that going to be on...
on volume 3?
Volume 3?
Or 4?
Or
5?
Or 4, whatever we're to.
It quite possibly could be. Who knows?
I want to know when the Shaft DVD box set comes out.
Nice.
Well, we have some albums out. We have the after show and the after show volume 2, where we do some of our improv songs.
that we record live after the show and pre-show.
Yeah. And during it.
We do have a couple episodes on VHS if you're interested.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It's kind of a ratty tape, though. We played it a lot, like, over and over, so...
The beta versions are much better.
Yeah, but, get it on Laserdisc.
Okay, we have one here from Dr. Fruit Salad who says, I would like to enlist your help. One of my favorite Minecraft videos was an It's a Wonder World.
It's a Wonder World.
Music video in which someone went on a huge Minecraft track, and it was just really good. I went looking for it on YouTube recently and couldn't find it. Keep in mind that this is not I Love My Minecraft World, as it dates back to beta or alpha. If anyone knows the URL to this video, please tweet me at Dr. Fruit Salad. Thank you. Mm. And Astra Golly goes on to say, I was wondering if Dr. F meant it's a mad world. Tried asking him on Twitter, but no response yet. So,
oh. It's a mad world by EIRE247 is the YouTuber's name.
If anyone knows what Dr. Fruit Salad's talking about, this sounds like a way just to get your Twitter across the Twitterverse.
Oh yeah, and we did actually spotlight this show on the video on the show a long time ago. It's a minecart that goes through all these words and stuff. I thought it was pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. I'm watching it right now.
So,
well, but that wouldn't be back in alpha.
2011, yeah, could be.
It's got cotton. It's got wool blocks. Those weren't in alpha.
Maybe it was a wool mod back then. I don't know. But you're right,
I don't think this one's it.
Okay.
Good try, but no.
Okay. All right.
So,
you lost on that one.
Yeah.
This next one is from Iron Waffle. It says, Mr. Wilson, last week you stated that Ready Player One...
Oh, do the rest of it like that.
No. last week you stated that Ready Player One was written for you. I respectfully disagree. As someone in his late teens who loves video games, loves the 80s, and really loves to learn about the most obscure 80s cultural and video game references, this book was written, in fact, for me.
Oh.
That's beautiful.
No. No. I'm sorry. It's not.
You sure it wasn't?
No.
Yikes.
I was trying to pull out some duck, but good enough.
Oh, yeah. Pull out some duck.
I'll put my duck back in.
Astra says there we go. Sounds like a cross between Marge Simpson and Mickey Mouse.
I could buy that.
And a little bit of Miss Piggy, too.
I was going more for the Flanders kid.
Copyright it.
You know?
Okay. That's true.
So let's let Bebop read this next one here from Psycho Chickens.
Psycho Chickens. That's with the Z here. Does anybody else think the best thing that happened in Minecraft was not stepping away from it? It seems to me that Jeb and Dinnerbone Jens and Dinnerbone are rather more flexible with the community suggestions than Notch was. Interesting. Interesting. What do you guys think?
Yes. I don't know if I would say... best thing. I mean, it's very... I mean, the game was where it was then all because of Notch. I mean, you can't really say... You don't know where it would have gone at this point. He had one coding philosophy over theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think definitely they do a good job.
It does seem that they're a little more flexible with community stuff, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I think... I think Notch probably had a much more solid idea about what he wanted it to be, and when people recommended stuff, if it didn't fit that idea,
he didn't like radiosity or ambient occlusion.
Yeah,
he didn't like that at all. And then once I guess Jeb put it in, he said he kind of liked it after that, and he opened up to that idea. But I think but who knows? I mean, he had his own ideas, so it's like, whose idea is better? Also, the speed of things. I wonder, would Notch have been faster or slower updating Minecraft than Jens and Dinnerbone? I don't know that either. I'm just happy that there's a lot of activity with Minecraft, so either way, it's good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of it is the... it's kind of like when... In the Minecraft documentary, it's kind of like when Notch was saying that it was hard to let go of his baby and let other people in on the code. So, I mean, he's a developer at heart. So I think he mostly just wanted to make this idea, make it happen, but he didn't want to maintain it. So, you know, he doesn't have the maintaining mentality to keep it going and just do, I would say almost just monotonous updates where it's like, hey, let's add a little thing, the other. Like, just add little things everywhere. He wants to get to the core basis of, you know, making the engine, making all this other stuff, and just what the game will revolve around, I think. So I think just as a developer, that's just his style, you know. Yeah. And then, you know, Dinnerbone has the creativity and community aspect of all that to work with people. And you know, they're just working their strong suits, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of
the 2 years.
Yeah. And speaking of the documentary, if you don't know what Bebop is talking about, you can still get it at MinecraftStoryOfMojang.com for $8.
Oh, yeah.
So go pick that up. Two Player Productions is awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce.
Okay, so this next one here is from Quad9363. He says, I think Brent mentioned previously that he had died on a server and was so far away from where he respawned that the chunks are loaded, thus he lost all his stuff. But items in an unloaded chunk will not despawn until chunk is loaded and the 5 minutes are up.
Take that, guy who doesn't know anything about Minecraft.
Well, all I know is my stuff was not there when I got back. And it was a different world, so I don't think the whatever rules you're talking about apply. Maybe if you're in the same world in chunk or whatever.
Yeah.
But,
This reminds me of Conan O'Brien, where during the segment of "Haha, I found an heir," and he tries to disprove him, and so it was something ridiculous. Like, well, take that, guys who don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Love it's this. Like, do I really need to go back and tell you the? Okay, you got me. I lied. My stuff was all there. It just made much better story to say it disappeared. Yeah. You got me.
Make mincemeat out of the chump. I forget the saying.
You can stick your fist up a cow's butt.
Yeah, there you go.
What is going on here?
You don't know that one?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. It's a Tommy Boy thing.
Stick your fist up a cow's butt and get a T-bone or something. Or you can take his word for it.
Yeah.
Something. You can ask the butcher the T-bone stick fist.
Yeah,
in wrong place. I'm done.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Making chump meat out of the maestro.
I just like making his face do that over there. Across okay, this one here from that Alice. Hi.
Hi.
This is Alice.
Hi, Alice.
And
hi.
I just wanted to thank you guys for introducing me to a lot of wonderful people and for making the internet a nice place for somebody like me.
You're welcome.
I'm fairly shy, IRL. And you guys have helped me come out of my shell. I'm sure you've heard this story before, but thank you all so much for doing what you do. And in the future, remember to
steer higher!
Less than three. And we love you, Dad Alice.
Awesome. Yes, you're super awesome.
Totes. She's going to play on Con too.
Totes.
So our next segment, sponsored by Netflix.
Netflix.com.
You can go to Netflix.com/deadworkersparty and get a free 30-day Netflix trial.
Free!
And there is some awesome stuff on there.
Awesome!
They just got all the Cartoon Network stuff on there, so Adventure Time is on there now.
Oh, I watched a new series this week called Dark Matters, Twisted But True. It's dramatized stories of science on the dark and ragged edge of human understanding, where experiments can be ethically controversial and the results can be mind-blowing.
Go figure. It has a guy from Fringe on it, the scientist. I love that guy.
Yeah, this is amazing. You need to see this because you'll learn stuff and it's just like mind-blowing.
And there's a couple things that my wife's been watching, Hemlock Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Completely bizarre, weird show, but she's like, I love this, and it's awesome. So she's been watching that, and even better, Arrested Development is coming just on Netflix, and you're going to get every episode at the same time. They're going to release them all. Bam! And that's May 26th, so you want to go get your free trial now so you can watch it all, and they're coming out with a bunch of new original stuff. I loved House of Cards.
Yeah,
and there's
and you can actually even you can see the original BBC version of House of Cards on Netflix as well from the late 90s.
Oh yeah.
So there you have it.
Is that like if you're British and don't understand like the U.S. government, you can go watch that?
Well, the thing about British shows, since they have shorter seasons, tend to be more dense. So they'll take more story and put them in fewer episodes.
I just want it to be known I did not call a bunch of Europeans dense. Y'all heard it. It was all Wes.
But like, and they're not afraid to kill characters either, because since their runs are short, you know, it's not like they're cutting somebody out of like huge amounts of money, you know.
That's true.
Like they're, you know, it's not like the actors are like, you can't kill me. They can't. MI5, they kill characters like nobody's business.
Spoilers.
Yeah. It is unbelievable. You watch MI5 and you're like, wait, I like that character. No.
Yeah. You've been watching a lot of Doctor Who too, haven't you?
I've been watching Doctor Who. But I got caught up on Doctor Who, and now I'm watching MI5 trying to get caught up on that. And oh man, that show is so freaking intense.
Yeah.
It is the most intense spy show I've ever seen.
So is that like you watch it in a teepee?
Yes.
Intense.
Actually, you. I have been watching it. You see how I changed my tense there?
Excavation station.
I'm over here doing a grammar joke, and you're overrunning me with a bumper.
I can see Eric over there just like...
Yeah. That was a grammar joke.
Grammar.
Tense.
Wes is hooked on
Have been watching. Had watched. Will be watching.
It's pretty hilarious.
Worst idea ever.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
I'm just getting them queued up because we got some ideas here in Excavation Station, where we, the host of the Shaft and our special guest Bebop Vox, are going to tell you whether your idea is good or not and whether it should be in Minecraft.
And you're going to hear from Notch as well.
Yep.
And we're brutally honest. We don't hold back. So be prepared when you send these ideas in to get a ding or a buzzer.
So, Bebop, why don't we just go ahead and start with you? What is it that you want in the game that's not in there yet?
Dang it. I wasn't prepared. Oh, wait. I have a ton of things. Let's try, first, of course, stained glass, but you said the lighting.
Yeah.
So
lighting. Good. I want lighting.
Yeah. I want lighting that doesn't make everything dark in every corner, you know, just, you know, making everything just look medieval. And,
Hey, speaking of that. I there's something above and beyond that I want, because I made like a big like room, and it, you know how it's just like still dark, like I want lights that I could like flood that room with light.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Without having to put, you know, torches everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, go on. Next.
Spotlights. Yeah. Nice. I don't know. This is a hard one. I always hear so many of them from the show and in the comments. So honestly, I say, you know, there doesn't need to be anything crazy more added. Just do the modding API, and boom, let the community take it.
Wouldn't the modding API be awesome? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. I want it.
Hey, how about they just make it and charge $5 for the API? Then don't make anything else for the game ever. Like, you get the API. It's like,
total brain fart. This Minecraft Realms, you know, with that thing. It's so interesting. Mm. I can guarantee you, I'm going to put my money on it now, that with Minecon, you know, we don't know where it's at, but every Minecon, they need something to show off. You know, that's always their big, like, oh, reveal, you know. And the last one, it was a lot of Xbox stuff? I don't remember. But I know it was like the Pi and everything else. But I think it's going to be the Minecraft Realms, is that they're going to do a big reveal of finally making it go live is probably at the next Minecon.
But Minecraft Realms is not a big deal. Like, I know this sounds bad. It's good. It's good. It's convenient. But that's like saying, hey, we're a server company now.
I think I respectfully disagree, sir.
Okay. Shove it in my face.
The only reason why I think it's absolutely brilliant is because how I started Minecraft, and it was a pirated version of Minecraft, and I couldn't play with my friends. I could play with my friends, but we had to use Hamachi. It was a big pain trying to set up a server, this and that. And honestly, I mean, I would have been right into it. Yeah, I mean, and then I paid for Minecraft after I played with my friends for 48 hours nonstop, I think. And then I was like, okay, I'll buy this game. Yeah, at first I was like, I'm not paying for this game that looks all 8-bitty and everything. And then I was obviously instantly hooked. But it's like, that's how I started. And if I automatically didn't have to use Hamachi and I could just be like, boo, oh look, I can use the UI within the game to play with my friends right away. Mm-hmm. And not have to go to an IP where people set rules and do confusing stuff. It's just vanilla Minecraft, and you just jump right in. I think it's brilliant, especially for you know, kids. That, yes. You know,
because having it just work, like, I mean, I'm lucky, like, just my work, kids want yes. a server, so I set up a server on our hosting plan to, and they get a free server that they can play on.
MCProHosting.com.
And that's great for me, but you know what? Whenever there's an update, they're like, will you please update it to the newest, greatest release of Minecraft? I'm like, ah, I can't right yeah, now because of this involved. Or that. But if they had this, like, $5 a month or whatever it is, $2, $3 a month or whatever, to have their server that's just always updated to whatever the patch they're playing or whatever, it would be great, especially if I didn't have the access that I do to the server stuff. Like, yeah. I think that's kind of the market that it's going to hit. And it seems safer than just having an open server of some sort.
Yeah.
You know, so I think a lot of that going together, I think this
could no be mods a big and stuff, thing. Though.
Yeah, but that's my thing. It doesn't, I mean, yes, it's convenient, but it doesn't feel like a technological breakthrough.
Oh, I don't no. know. It's a technological breakthrough. It's a server. It's yeah. a safe server.
It's a little cloudy, you
know. So. Yeah. So our next item is from Slorge Gridlock.
Cool name.
Slorge
wants notification chat history. I would like to be able to scroll back in the chat and see what happened in longer history than is currently shown. I'd also like to get and send notifications in chat so that I or someone who may not be watching the chat will get a ping if someone messages them. Ping!
I like that.
Well, I think it's just a whole kind of
friend system.
Yeah, like basically kind of like your Steam friends, but with Minecraft. I mean, you can do this currently in like using like the Curse client or something, or there's yeah. other clients that you can outside, mm-hmm. but I think Minecraft needs to go ahead and build something within their system. It would work great with their realms, right? A great yeah. way to sell that. Oh, yeah. And
you know, I like the way that friends. Battle.net, how Blizzard does Battle.net. You know, you're playing StarCraft 2 or WoW or whatever, and you have chat windows that you can pop up, and you yeah. can see all your friends that they're yeah. online and what other Blizzard games are playing. So, I mean, Mojang could have a network, and they already have the one login deal. So, I mean, it seems
if they're
like
playing
the,
scrolls, you
yeah,
can still
you can
chat
see that
in Minecraft.
Yeah,
right
exactly. Yeah. yeah, and you see what server they're on, and obviously right-click and join them and stuff like that.
I definitely think they're going in that direction for sure. I couldn't agree more because it's like, I remember a few AMAs ago, and I think it was maybe Dinnerbone, where they were talking about, yeah, that is a general idea because somebody screenshotted the mod, the friendship mod, a friendship mod. It's like friends list mod uh-huh. and all that stuff, which is a great mod. Even I reviewed that, and it was brilliant. It was really well made. And actually, I think they just redid it too after like a year or two, but. Oh. But yeah, I can agree more, especially since everything's now, they're pushing towards everybody doing an account, a Mojang account. So you have the same account automatically across all games. So Cobalt, Scrolls, and all that stuff. So yeah, I could easily see that being integrated for sure.
And whatever MMO they decide to make. Yeah. Mojang MMO, anybody?
One day.
I think, I don't know, I think not that MMOs are dead, but like, I think they're losing kind of the gaming battle right now. Like
they're too similar.
Oh man, yeah,
that's the problem.
World of Warcraft just lost 1.7 million players.
Yeah, but they still have 8 million.
Yeah, yeah, but they used to have like 18 million.
Yeah, but oh my god, they're
still have the old model too of paying every month, and they have that money. Like that's impressive.
Well, and I think it's the problem is every game wants to be the next WoW. Like, why can't we go back to EverQuest days when people were happy with 200,000 people playing your game and design and code towards that standard where you're like, we just want a really good game that, you know, it 200,000 people will love it, like, immensely, and then we could have so many bizarre and crazy MMOs out there that you wouldn't have to worry about closing shop the next week because they didn't have 10 million.
Oh, they're shooting too high.
Yeah. And so they spend too much money on the wrong stuff. Like, Star Wars Galaxies is a perfect example with all the chat. I mean, the voice and stuff was great, but they missed the mechanics at the upper levels, you know? They missed some basic mechanics in the game that just killed it.
The Old Republic.
I think the Crystal Crow brought up a great point, Dragon's Prophet, which I think you guys poked at as well, right? You guys played a little bit, or you guys have it?
We actually just started our guild and got our beta keys for it. So I just played it the first six levels, and it's a fun MMO. It's just, it's an MMO. Like,
oh yeah, it's alpha, but I think what I really, I mean, yeah, people are looking for innovation, especially with MMOs, and I think that's the hardest thing, but they're doing one thing that I love that's really innovative, and that's the whole, everybody's, well, not really innovative, I mean, EVE Online has done it forever, but everybody's always on one server. so you don't have to worry about, you know, your friends being on a different server, because they use clouds and they cross reference the data and they can only show. I mean, it's kind of like what WoW does when, I guess, there's so many people like in Stormwind and, you know, only shows like half the population or something if you're not friendly with them.
Oh, yeah, through phasing.
Yeah, well, and I'm not saying like these games are bad. I'm just saying that most of us play games to really play games with friends.
Yeah.
And so if all your friends aren't playing the same MMO, it's you're not going to have that same feel in that game. Like back when there was one MMO, all your friends were playing that one MMO because it was the only thing. So it was a fun MMO, but as soon as all your friends are playing six different MMOs, like which one do you go play?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like Facebook. Everybody's playing Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook. There's really no competitor to Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like what it is. And
I still like logging on to Guild Wars 2. I'm still having fun with that every once in a while.
Oh, you know, Conan? Good old Age of Conan?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
thing at the end of next month, they're consolidating all of their servers, U.S. and Europe, and like everything's going to be just one.
Yeah.
One server.
For the 40 people.
And that's like... Well, you should have did that in the first place, because really nobody played your crappy game. You know
what are you talking about?
When it first started,
it was cool until you hit level 20. Then it sucked.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you know, I'm gonna re-download it and play it again. Just out of nostalgia. Should.
It's free to play, right?
Let's do Dragon's Prophet first.
Yeah,
we got like 50 people joined our guild. So
yeah,
as soon
we got a big guild
guilds
already.
In there. Well,
nice. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we can get a game where a lot of people played it at the same time, I think it'd be a fun MMO. Yeah. And it really doesn't matter which one, honestly. I hate to say that, but. I'm having fun with Neverwinter. I think it's
Neverwinter's nice.
Some really good stuff. But I know like two people playing it and then coordinating when they're going to play it. We're going to play it. We've got our three characters ready.
Yep. What are we? What are we? Sin, Malice, and
Envy.
And Envy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I haven't played it yet. No.
But yeah, I don't know where we like derailed into that whole. That's
it was Keith's fault. B-Bot did it.
Thanks a lot.
I'm so good at it.
So let's get back on the train.
I have seen my show. I'm all over the place.
We'll get back on the train with backpacks. This was submitted from Shona, who loves mods that add backpacks to the game, but they can be overpowered. My twist on the idea is that a bag would only go into a specific slot. Especially there for the bags. Once the bag had items inside of it, you would only be able to pick it up if the slot was empty, thus preventing the player from carrying more than one filled bag at once. That way, players couldn't carry around 10 filled bags.
I actually don't mind the FTB bags. They're almost kind of annoying.
Yes. And I think the problem with them is that you have the bag, but then you have your slots. I think it needs to either have bags or slots, but combining both of them, it just gets confusing. And I think they just need to make slots for your right and left hand, and then you can interchange, move out items, whatever, to use them. And then they have bag slots, and it can either be bags or inventory. And I think that would fix the kind of the issue. I know exactly what you're talking about, and it's just so annoying.
Yeah,
it's like, where'd it go? Oh, it's in the bag. How do I get the bag? Where's the bag? What's the But yes, Nid Hux in the chat is right. Your inventory is your bag currently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's something.
And it's hiding somewhere on your person. No idea where all that stuff's hiding.
And the
hiding somewhere, though.
And the badunkadunk, I think.
Well, and that's the weird thing is, technically, your everything you use is in your bag, too, until you press that key and make that your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, your pick's in your bag slot until you scroll over and get
I imagine it's
one.
On a utility belt. That's the way I imagine the things on your hotbar utility belt.
It's weird because I have 64 blocks of coal in my utility
belt. That's all
right. Well, here's something I want is stuff in your left hand. Why do you only get a right hand? Right?
You didn't read the lore?
Oh. Is he only that's all right-handed?
Somebody made a story.
There are no fingers on the left hands of men in Minecraft.
Yeah, it's just a block.
He has no feeling in his left side.
So he can punch with it or block.
Yeah, I mean, like a shield, another sword, a pickaxe here and a sword here. And then if you don't have anything equipped in it, you just don't see it. You know?
It's the no fingers. I don't know how he shoots a bow.
Yeah, right.
But he does.
Yeah.
So our next one, it comes from Last Manon, who says that the Manon is silent. So it's submitted by Last. And he wants dispenser sword traps. Dispensers should act like a spike trap if you put a sword in it. Sticking out of the dispenser receives a redstone signal and giving the same amount of damage as a sword would if it was swung by a player. Sword still loses its durability, and if there's more than one sword in the dispenser, it'll be replaced by the next one after it breaks. This would be good for adventure maps and dungeons.
Okay, I like this. It's like a little chink, a little spike comes out and shanks you. Do a like shiv.
An orcs must die.
Like surprise knife. With it. That's cool.
Yeah, I like it. I bet. Yeah.
Ding.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
We think so, good. Too.
We got his okay. Awesome.
You guys have that sound bit just so you can put Notch in your tags every time, don't you?
Yeah, he's right. Actually, he's here. He's actually under the table absolutely. Right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need to raise the volume of the absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, we
do. Okay, this next one here is from Lynn Sane, and the Sane is silent, so it's just Lynn. more audio cues. Really? Like, I haven't read the rest yet, but let's go on. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
Did we do
here.
This like 2 weeks ago?
I know you guys didn't like the idea of a sound for a full stack, but how about a notice sound that all your slots are full when you try to pick something up you didn't already have? I know it's annoying when you try to pick up something, wonder why you didn't collect it, and then realize your inventory is full. Keep up the good work.
What'd you think?
Yeah, it's annoying, but at the same time, like, I don't know. I don't want more audio cues.
I want more audio cues.
What?
Yeah. I want more sound, more audio, more music. Like, never.
Because you're an editor.
Yeah, like, I mean.
So maybe every time you knock a brick out, right, it like, tells you what the brick is.
Well, you need like,
cobblestone,
atmospheric
cobblestone,
sounds,
cobblestone, like, dirt, cobblestone, dirt, dirt,
like
cobblestone.
The higher elevation, the more wind you hear. Like, I mean, do you ever go outside and it's just completely silent? Not even in a desert. Not even like where there's no humans.
No, I agree
living.
That ambient
like,
sound is one thing, but more audio cues? Come on.
Well, an audio
what
cue
do you want every time
also
you try
music. A music cue.
Every
like
time
when a zombie comes out or you're getting chased or you die. How about music
well,
when
that's
you die?
Not what they're talking about. They're talking about dirt, cobblestone.
They're
dirt.
Talking about every time.
Your bag is full.
Yeah.
Your bag is full.
Yeah.
Your bag
inventory is full.
Yes. I mean, Smite, it gets old, right?
Yeah.
Well, your opponent just died. Your opponent just died.
But,
you died. You died.
But WoW lets you turn that off. A lot of MMOs let you turn it off. How about it's there, but you can turn it off if you want to?
Hmm. Why not? You need additional pylons.
You
need additional pylons.
I don't know. I'm all for more sound, more music and stuff. I mean, it keeps us editors from having to add music to the game.
I don't think anyone disagrees with you there, though.
Yeah.
I think everybody wants that. But we're talking about, like,
your
for in-game mundane stuff.
Your sound card.
You have put
perfectly.
A piece of coal in the forge. You have put a piece of coal in the forge.
Yeah. Or just imagine
the
that
coal is stopped
your bags
burning.
Are full and every block you run over it goes, eh.
How about a ding when you're done cooking something, you know, like a microwave? Ding.
I can see that one. If they put a microwave in, like, quit cooking food in the forge. Let's get into the 70s.
No.
When did they make a microwave?
80s, 70s.
Yeah, this should be something for FTB, right? A microwave.
Yeah.
You got 30 forges going off, dinging left and right.
Ding, ding,
oh
ding,
my
ding,
gosh.
Ding, 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 ding.
How much food like do you cook, sir?
Like a casino or something. all right.
Okay, so Eric hates this idea.
Next.
Creepers charging creepers. This was submitted by the Binary Eagle. Creepers won't blow each other up anymore. Instead, if one creeper explodes in close proximity to another, the non-exploding one will absorb the energy of the other blast and supercharge it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No.
They do need to... By the way, the microwave was first introduced in 1955.
Whoa.
50s.
Solving that.
50. Thank you.
1955. That was the year that time travel was invented.
Maybe we should get on the History Channel. Adding new.
But no, they definitely need to make supercharged creepers happen more often because that's a great effect. They're like, you know, but you never see it in the wild, like in a real legit.
Why would you want to?
Because it's crazy and it's awesome.
Yeah, until you're working on something really hard and then a supercharged creeper comes over and blows it up.
That's life.
Turn off creeper explosion damage.
Yeah, play a different game. That's how you get rid of creepers.
I do. So right now, creepers won't blow up other creepers?
They'll kill them.
I don't know.
right?
I mean, I
thought...
They kill everything else they blow up. Yeah, I mean, I thought we've seen a creeper blow up a skeleton and stuff.
Well, I mean, it'll...
That's my way to get rid of, like, mobs, is to, like, kind of ball them up and then get a creeper to blow up on
them. Hide them over there, yeah. That's true.
But I don't... you know, that's a good point. I can't remember if I've seen a creeper blow up another creeper.
Yeah. Huh.
And it says anymore, so is that, like, in the latest release?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yes, creepers kill creepers.
This just in from Astragali.
Yes.
He says, yes, creepers kill creepers.
Type faster.
But he's typing right now. But Binary was saying that if his suggestion was accepted, they wouldn't do that anymore.
Okay. It all makes sense now.
No, I want creepers to blow up creepers.
I do 70 words per minute. Do you want blood?
Yes, we love blood. We also love hardcore mobs. This was submitted by a sneaky daffodil, but the daffodil is silent. Hey guys, I think it would be cool if there was an option in hardcore mode that made all zombies and skeletons spawn with armor. This would make hardcore mode more hardcore for those that wanted the extra hardcore in their mode.
Yo, dog, I heard you wanted hardcore in your hardcore.
Hardcore silent.
No.
I think it already... I don't know if it only applies to hardcore mode, but the longer now you're in a biome, the harder it becomes automatically. Also, the better the enchantment becomes as well. So I don't know. I don't know if it already is that.
So explain that to me. Specific.
The longer you're in a biome, so like the more days that pass and all that stuff, and it's a whole chunk.
I thought they didn't implement that yet.
No. Well, it's in the snapshot. You're right. I mean, I noticed it in our hardcore snapshot series, so I don't know if it's in 1.5.2. But
I haven't played this, so I want to hear more about it. So Wes, shut up.
No. It just Dinnerbone's been working on the code where it just the longer you're in a biome, it just more rewarding and also makes the game harder. So. You know, so your game isn't just stagnant and the same mobs, you know, spawning everywhere at the same rate. It just makes it insanely harder, you know? More armor, more, you know, chance for them spawning with enchanted armor, things like that. But if you enchant stuff in that biome that you've been living in forever, then they're like high-level stuff. I mean, I think I got, it was 3 enchantments on 1 sword at level 30, and it had all level, like, 5-6 stuff. Like, the max. It was crazy.
So, make your, like, home base in the starting area, and then just run there.
It's just wherever you stay, wherever you, you know, make camp. Yeah.
So, wow.
I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm just worried, like, why... Like, you won't want to stay in the same place, it seems like.
Maybe
play a different game.
I mean, you're playing hardcore and staying in the same place.
Talking about hardcore, you know who else is hardcore?
Who?
Our server sponsor.
Our Soiva sponsor.
Yes. You can go to mcprohosting.com and use the code SHAFTPODCAST to get a 15% off your order.
Now that's a bargain.
Yep. Nivakaris got a server this week.
Nice. Did he use our code?
He did.
Excellent.
And then he tweeted about it.
Cool.
Because he's cool like that.
I see a couple tweets every week. Like, hey, I just got a server. Thanks.
Mm.
So
doing a good job.
They're the same company that supported Mark from Mojang doing his big live stream, that charity one.
Yep.
Yeah.
It had like 3,000 people on it. It was awesome.
That's right. Crazy.
And his Magic Craft server. Yeah.
Good stuff. The Magic Craft is fun. You doing any FTB?
No, I haven't touched it ever.
You should come join us for some.
I'm intimidated by it, man.
You should touch it.
You know what? You should start on the Magicraft server with us. Talk to Mark, and I'm sure he'd let you on. I don't know why I'm just writing tickets for people.
He accepts bribes, too. So.
But you can come live in our craft house next to our crafting arena, and we can show you the ropes. Yeah, the crafting floor.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's very designer.
So we'll do that after I do this.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
Wow, this show has been going on forever. Seems longer than normal.
Like 132 episodes?
Yeah, so...
you should have ended at 131.
So let's go through here. We've got a lot of videos. You have any videos you want to talk about, Keith? I didn't know if you put any in here.
Actually, you guys have quite a few on here that I already had up for my show as well. The... what was it? Actually, I just tapped off of it. Holy hell. Slammercow, man. His stuff is always so top-notch and great. It's hard for me to criticize his stuff and give constructive criticism because it's always so good. But this advanced enchanting is hilarious.
Yeah.
Such a great job on it, man. He's improved. It's just great when watching so many YouTubers just grow. Not just in numbers, but also creatively and how well their content becomes. And Slammercow is definitely one of those top notch dudes.
Yeah, he does good audio too.
Yeah,
I mean all the sound effects and mixing, and music choices, and all that stuff. So yeah, it's all well rounded. Very nice.
What is this? A Shaft podcast intro animated? I didn't see this.
This is cool. So SniffleWiffle1 decided to make his own animated intro to the Shaft podcast, and they have done an awesome job. It is very, very well done. This is definitely something that we're all actually thinking about possibly asking him if this could be the official intro. I'll show it here on the live stream here.
I like it. I watch it back here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He didn't finish it, I believe, right? It's unfinished. It goes at the very end, or it cuts off, or something. But
yeah.
But it's really cool. It did great, and I actually honestly never really got around to making a cool intro for the Shaft for some reason. I don't know why. It's just always kind of slipped by. But but this one is definitely cool. So good job, man. Anybody else who wants to animate us, feel free, because that's kind of cool to see yourself animated.
It always is. And also something cool here, we got a link to Welsh Pixie's mom knitted her a creeper hat, and Pixie is showing it off, so we've got a link to that image.
Oh, yeah. That's
that's
cool.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Next, we have Will Wheaton's creeper plushie. Minecrafter Will Wheaton was given a creeper plushie by a fan, and the plushies love tabletop. Check it out, Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Yeah, tabletop. Those are, oh my gosh, when it comes to show ideas and everything else, what is the station, the
Sundry?
Channel called?
Geek and Sundry.
Yeah, Geek and Sundry. Oh man, there's so many good
shows. So you think that tabletop idea was a good idea?
It's definitely niche, you know,
yeah.
A lot of people don't play tabletop, but it's a great way to introduce them, just kind of poke at them, be like, plant that seed in their brain that says, hey, you may like this, you know, just watching that show.
I think Wes wants to say
You know who came up with that idea about a year before Will Wheaton did?
Will Wheaton?
Will Wheaton.
And who proposed it to his two friends who laughed at him and said nobody would want to watch that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I sense maybe a little bitterness.
Why would I be bitter?
Why would you?
Yeah.
Quit being bitter. Yeah, then why waste your time?
It's a niche market, though. I mean, I think as long as you produce it properly and aim at it the right way, I guess.
And have celebrities.
You can make it appealing.
Yeah, I've got to say, one third of the popularity is probably Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
And then two thirds is probably the guest. And then, there's a leftover, 10 people that like tabletop gaming.
Yeah, because honestly, sitting around watching a bunch of, strange dudes on the net play a board game isn't that great. But, watching an actor that you like.
You mean watching a bunch of strangers play a game?
Yeah.
Is not entertaining. But
board game.
Would a board game be less entertaining than a video game?
Because you're worried about rules. Like, we play and don't worry about rules. We just play and act out.
Yeah.
How great would this be, though, if there was Warhammer 40K and they had cameras set up, I'm talking about on the field, angled, looking at the teams, with depth of field on the lens.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to them actually playing just like any other kind of leagued match, like StarCraft or something.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be great.
That'd be
just so you can see every angle of the field and really get into it. I think that'd be cool.
I think it would be cool if they did it kind of like an ARG, where basically they took it and then layered over the special effects of the different weapons as they fired.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of editing.
Anyway.
Yeah. Will Wheaton will probably do it in a year.
Will Wheaton. Yeah. Yeah, you heard it here.
So we also got videos from Paradise Decay. He showed us one video this week of the three of us in one of his episodes of the maps he made. But he's going to recreate Star Wars A New Hope in Minecraft. So here's a video about it.
Yeah, we'll link really it in the good looking.
Shizzo notes.
Definitely. So this was just the teaser. He's going to do the entire thing.
No. I thought he was trying to do... is he going to do the whole Star Wars?
Yeah, this is a whole different thing, yeah.
Oh, because he was doing scenes for the fan
the version fan mix-up of, thing, yeah.
Of
yeah,
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is really cool.
Okay. So you want to do this next one, Mr. Bebop?
I'm curious to see if he matched it up with the timing, too, so you could actually put them next to each other and see the...
Yeah, I would think so. It'd be a shot-for-shot type thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody ought to do that.
The I'm going to jump to the Minecraft Oculus Rift mod that In the Littlewood did. Man, that guy is cranking out Oculus Rift videos now.
Oh, I didn't know Martin did that. I saw some other guy do that. Yeah, because the mod is out now.
Yeah, he's been poking at Skyrim. He's going to Half-Life 2 now. He was talking about doing that today. His big trouble that he's trying to figure out is what viewers like too. If he's going to keep it with the two cameras on the screen or actually just stretch one out.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of hard for viewers on how you like to do it. He did a great job though with a UI overlook idea. But yeah, he's been, because it's DevKit and it's only in 360p, I think.
Yeah.
His developer, you know, lower the price and all that stuff. Yeah. But it's such a great, I mean, I know Dinnerbone was talking about how it would be a little bit of a pain to implement the Oculus Rift because they've been playing with that in the Mojang office too. I didn't know they already had a mod and they're like, boom, made it happen.
That's cool.
It's pretty sweet.
It must have just shipped because there's a lot of this going on YouTube now. But you can actually pre-order and get yourself one. They'll ship in August. So if you buy one now for, $300, you'll get one in August and it'll be, you know, an updated one, I guess, or whatever. I'm kind of tempted now, you know, seeing the Minecraft support. Yeah, it looks pretty sweet.
The final version will be 1080p, though, just so people know. It's 360p, but it's just a dev kit version. Because, I mean, you could transfer that to a computer and just actually look at your game if you need to for quality issues. But, I mean, just for developing, it was to keep the dev kit costs down so they could, work on the code and everything, make sure it worked.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
So the next thing we have here is Advanced Enchanting 101. This is Slamical Creations' hilarious video. It sees a villager scientist having a try at enchanting a pig.
Yep. Excellent Slamical action.
And we also got something from Yogg's Labs. It's called Nyan Tornado. Simon tries out some new weaponry aided and abetted by Lewis. And things get crazy pretty fast.
Crazy.
It ends up with a tornado ripping across their entire map.
Oh, yeah, that's so, right.
And then
with
there's
like
a
rainbows and crazy
stuff.
There's
like a Nyan pig cannon.
Oh, man.
So.
Yeah.
That's wild.
These are awesome stuff. Crazy.
Okay, what's this next one here? A link about digital downloads of some sort here from Element Animations digital download store. Create some great Minecraft animations, and at their digital download store you can buy some of their sounds they use in the videos, and you can even buy a custom character message too for $25.
Nice.
Last but not least, all week at work I've been hearing the guy next to me talk about Minecraft and interviewing some guy about Minecraft, and I was like, what's going on? Like, why aren't you talking to me? I don't know Minecraft.
I don't know no Minecraft.
And so anyway, apparently he was doing a spotlight video on, have y'all heard of Hungercraft?
No.
Hungercraft. But anyway, it's a new mode to play in Hungercraft. And
like Hunger Games?
You'll have to watch the video and see.
Okay.
So anyway, he does an interview with the mod creator as well and talks to him and then plays a little bit. So we'll link to that in the show notes.
Uh-huh. Nice. Use the doorbell. Use the doorbell. Oh, we don't have a doorbell. Knock louder. Okay, knock softer. Knock loud and then soft and then loud again. Okay, come in.
Housekeeping!
Oh, hey! What's up, girl?
Chocolate from Pizelle's Confections for Pillow?
No. Nice. Okay, I need some sugar-free mints. Sugar-free. You got nothing for us.
So, just to let you know, we've got a little over a week and a half left on the PlayOnCon sponsorship drive, if you can get a chance to go over there. Additionally, for PlayOnCon, the gaming video entry fee has been lowered on the PlayOn Film Festival. If you go to playonfilmfestival.com, you can submit your gaming video for the PlayOnCon Film Festival. Should be a good time. Lots of people are coming this year, so if your video gets in, there'll probably be a lot of people seeing it.
Videos. Yes. Videers. So Videers. Yeah, that's awesome. And then we got Dead Workers Party in October. That's Columbus Day weekend. It'll just be some gaming and fun and nothing structured, so don't plan on big events or something. I don't know how to downplay this as much as possible without saying it'll be fun. We'll have fun. Also, we're trying to finish up our branding so we can get our new website launched. We've been trying to get the mods over there. And these are not kind of the VIPs in chat, but the actual mods in chat. We're trying to get you over there and get signed up and get you helping out where you want to help out and so we can communicate and stuff. So if you need that info, talk to Exilinder or that Alice. They will get you hooked up how to get over there. But it's really cool. We've got the site working where when people sign up and register for the Shaftlands, we can click a button and approve it, and then they're automatically builders and stuff like that. So it's really cool.
Yeah, it's very good.
So look forward to that soon. But that's about it. You got any housekeeping to talk about, Keith?
I don't know. I don't know if it's dirty around here. You gotta pick up on subjects.
Clean up something.
Wait, I was just told that the Yogscast video used Nova Bombs as a background music. That is from my album.
Oh, really?
Did not know that.
Go and go and search for Art of Dreaming. Art of Dreaming anywhere online. And
did they talk to you about it?
No, but if you buy the album, you can get. Well, I hope they credited me, but you can use any of the songs on the album anywhere you want to, commercially or non. Cool. And it's on Spotify too. If you don't have any money, you just want to listen to it. So, but that's really cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
So
exposure.
We got the outro music going. Sounds like
they do not appear to be crediting you. It says here the outro music was by Area 11. They credit them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you're wrong. Maybe they didn't use... Oh, well. Well, either way, the album's cool, and you can use it on your videos.
Yeah. But you do need to credit. You do need to credit, Eric, if you do it.
Yeah, just credit me and link to somewhere to get the music, and then you're free to use it anywhere. There's a lot of vocals on it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I'll probably do that, man. Because I like putting a lot of music over my gameplay videos, hardcore snapshot stuff, so I'll probably do that.
Oh,
that
would be awesome if you did, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Sweet. So,
yeah.
Well, and if we, everybody knows, but we might as well say it anyway, if you want to find out where to find more about Bebop, go to twitter.com/BebopVox. His main YouTube channel is BebopVox. You can also see more gaming stuff at BebopVoxGaming and his personal vlog at BebopVoxVlog. You're streaming over there at twitch.tv/BebopVox. Anything else you'd like to pimpage?
Nah, that was all of it, man. I try to stream more often when I can, but honestly, it's just streaming and vlogging is one of those very time-consuming things that you really gotta hard to do, keep up with.
Kind of get in the mode and do it for a little bit, and then pause for a little bit, yeah. Well, dude, it's always a great time when you're there,
always.
And so thank you so much, and we
virtual
really need
hugs.
To get together.
Virtual hugs.
I think I was, like, punching, hugging. I don't know what I was doing there.
Yeah. I think he poked me in the eye or something.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll see you at MineCon 2013.
Yeah. Totally, man. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to hang out with you guys again.
In Jamaica.
In Jamaica.
In Jamaica. Now, say something
Hawaii.
Funny.
What?
Say something funny.
What? No.
No.
I wasn't prepared. I'm not a comedian. I'm
say
just a crazy
sad.
Guy.
Yeah, say something sad. There you go.
Well, how about Diamonds to You, the Shaft podcast?
Yeah!
Yeah! We like that.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hey guys, Pace of Earth, just wanted to let you know that we have fans over in Asia. Hope you like that news, and thanks for letting me speak. Bye.
Dead Workers Party Network, everything tastes better with the Shaft.